Page 104. Exercise 10. Part B. Listen again. According to Dr. Jones, what should each person have done?
Good morning and welcome to Problem Solved, a podcast where we find great solutions to your problems. Life is full of predicaments, but there's always a solution. I'm Cole Williams, and today we have Dr. Jones with us. Thanks for being here, Dr. Jones.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Now, let's get started with our first message. It reads, Dear Problem Solved, I'm a senior in high school and am starting to apply to college. My dad really wants me to study law. He's a lawyer and loves it, but I love languages and want to be a language teacher. We got in a huge fight about it. I got really mad and told him he was selfish. Then I slammed the door. Now we're not talking. What should I do? Thanks, Ronnie. Dr. Jones, what advice would you give to Ronnie?
Well, Ronnie, I understand your frustration. You know what you want to do, and you feel you don't have your father's support. But you shouldn't have told him he was selfish, and you definitely shouldn't have slammed the door. He's thinking about your future and wants what's best for you. You need to apologize and tell him that you appreciate his opinion, but that studying languages is your passion. If I were you, I would have said that from the start. But don't worry. Your dad will understand and eventually let you decide your career. Be patient with him.
Patience is always excellent advice. Let's go to the next letter from a listener in New York. Her message reads, Dear Problem Solved, I have a problem at work. I've been at my company for 5 years and have always arrived on time and even worked overtime to get the job done right. My boss often congratulates me on my work, and I was sure I would get a promotion or raise soon. But I never said anything to him about wanting those things. Then, last week, my boss welcomed a new employee. The company created a new position, and this new guy is taking it. They gave him his own office, and I know he's making more money. Why didn't they ask me? Now I feel unmotivated and unhappy at work. What should I do? Becca,
thanks for writing in. While there are plenty of things you should do now, let's first look at what you should have done before this new employee arrived. You said your boss always appreciated your work, but maybe you should have been more honest with him about wanting to grow in the company. I would have talked to him and expressed that a long time ago. It's possible he thought that you weren't interested. But don't worry, there are plenty of things you can do now. Why don't you talk to your new coworker? Find out about his education and work history. Look at him as a colleague and someone you can learn from, not as competition. He might suggest a course you could take or have some good advice. And then talk to your boss, but be positive. Let him know how much you like working there and how much you'd like to grow more in the company. He might have some good advice, too. And in the end, he will appreciate your honesty and ambition.
I think honesty and patience are two good lessons we can learn from today's podcast. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you, Dr. Jones, for being here with us. And listeners, remember, life is full of predicaments, but there's always a solution. I'm Cole Williams, and thank you for joining us today. Don't miss the next episode of our podcast, Problem Solved, next week.